When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today.
Since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to improving the lives of America's veterans, first responders, and their families. For over 20 years, the foundation has helped America keep its solemn promise to never forget.
Tunnel to Towers provides mortgage-free homes to Gold Star families and the families of fallen first responders with young kids, builds specially adapted smart homes for severely injured veterans, and is working to eradicate veteran homelessness.
David Marshall served in the Army during World War II and fought in the Battle of the Bulge. He has never forgotten the sacrifices of his comrades in arms, nor the efforts of his first responders on 9/11 and in the days and months that followed. He is a loyal and proud foundation donor.
Tunnel to Towers is committed to supporting veterans, first responders, and their families, and so many of them need your help. Join the foundation on its mission to do good and never forget. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Welcome to today's edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast.
It's Wednesday, everybody. It's time for the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show. Clay, every time I announce a day on the show, I have a moment of panic. I got to tell you, I'm like, did I just get the day wrong?
Because I've gotten the day wrong.
It's happened to me.
Yes.
Yeah. I've said it before, but today is Wednesday, March 22nd. We are fired up. Got a lot to talk to you about. And I'm starting off on the right foot by getting the day right. DeSantis throwing some jabs on Piers Morgan's show. Not at the Brit, of course, but at Donald Trump. A little bit of back and forth. I will talk about this. Surprised that it would be on Piers' show, but we can discuss how this all went down. Trump indictment watch continues. Clay has told me that he has dusted off. You know how all you lawyers have to have that those racks of books that look like they were printed in like the 18th century? So Clay, which I guess is where the laws are printed. That's what we all assume, right? The different statutes for tort law and whatever. Clay dusted off the legal books to look at the reality of the Trump indictment that would come out of New York. And spoiler alert, it is not a strong case.
I'm going to talk about it at the top of the next hour, Buck, but I'll give people a preview. I don't see any way, based on my reading and research and analysis, that this case doesn't end up getting tossed eventually by the Supreme Court, even if it's brought. But we'll get into that in the second hour. Just a little bit of a preview there.
And obviously, all the political implications remain and the what will this do to the campaign. And we'll break all of that down for you. The interest rate and inflation situation. We were fighting inflation, but we might take a little pause. Too much pain. We'll discuss that. Russia, China. The alliance that is forming right now that, or some would say has already been formed, that should be very concerning. Meanwhile, the Biden national security spokesman talking about how LGBTQ plus rights are a core part that is a quote of our foreign policy. We'll get to that later on as well. Plus more Fauci and this Fauci PBS special. I really want to know. I want to know if this was supposed to come out sooner. It seems like a pretty long turnaround time for something like this, right? Wouldn't you want this out? Have to see. And they're pretty amazing. So, all right, here's the big thing right now that is at least in political circles getting a lot of attention. And I think not yet candidate for office receive so much time, attention, analysis, and from his opponents, criticism, as I have for Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida. Let's just start with the fact that everyone's assuming that he's running, and he went on Piers Morgan's show. And here's, let's start with Piers asking Ron about which Trump nickname he prefers.
Your favorite nickname that Trump's given you so far, is it Ron de Sanctimonious or Meatball Ron?
Well, I can't.
Even he went off Meatball Ron.
I don't know how to spell de Sanctimonious. I don't really know what it means, but I kind of like it's long. It's got a lot of vowels. I mean, so we go with that. That's fine. You know, you can call me whatever you want. I mean, just as long as you also call me a winner.
Can I just tell you, Clay, that you know that Maggie Haberman apparently has tweeted out something about over the New York Times?
Yeah.
Like, he went to Yale. He knows how to spell de sanctimonious. Like, they're going to pretend with DeSantis again, they have no sense of humor in the press as long as they can attack. But what do you think about this?
I love the end. You can call me whatever you want as long as you call me winner. That's a good line, right? De sanctimonious, like all those things. I think it's better. If you're going to go on attack like this, and I think the story here with why he's decided to talk to Piers Morgan, and we should talk about why he chose Piers Morgan to suddenly fire back. And I think the one story here is, if you look at the polling, Buck, I do think that Trump sort of taking constant punches at Ron DeSantis has elevated Trump and lowered DeSantis, right? This idea of DeSantis not saying anything and just trying to ignore it, I think they finally said, hey, he's hitting you punches. At some point, we need to return.
Do you think that it, you know, it's like the axes were crossed here, meaning that eventually, and at first it made a lot of sense, I think, right? But then eventually it became, look, this guy's saying crazy stuff. You got to go after him.
Yeah. And look, I don't disabuse that idea as being a bad one. If I were DeSantis, I still say the best way to respond is by doing the Brian Kemp angle. Now, to be fair, Brian Kemp wasn't running directly against Trump. And Brian Kemp, of course, is the governor of Georgia who just kept saying, I don't have a problem with him. He has a problem with me. I think that's a good angle, a good lane for DeSantis. I would also have fun with the Trump nickname thing, because to me, if you try to respond in kind or treat it seriously, then you end up rolling around in the mud. I think saying something like, nicknames are for losers. I've never lost an election in my life. Can Donald Trump say the same thing? You can call me a winner. I'm undefeated. I'm a heavyweight champion. Trump just got knocked out by Joe Biden, who could barely climb the stairs. To me, that is a way to pivot and really go after him. So on this show, for people out there, and I want to make it clear what we're doing, Buck and I kind of see ourselves as coaches in this respect, because I'm not going to say like, oh, I'm all in on Trump or I'm all in on DeSantis. I look at it in the same way I would an athletic contest. And, you know, if after the Super Bowl, you come back and you say, boy, I don't know about that decision to run on 3rd-and-1. I think maybe it would have been better to go play action there. You analyze the decision making. And to me, DeSantis saying, I'm an undisputed champ. I just won the biggest election in the state of Florida. Donald Trump just got knocked out by Joe Biden, who's the worst president that's ever lived. And somehow we think that Trump is going to get up off the canvas and knock Biden back out? I don't think so. I think Biden will beat him again. That, to me, is the way to go after Trump in a more sort of effective manner. Does that make sense to you? Like, calling Trump a loser really gets to him? And he lost in 2020 to Joe Biden, who didn't even leave his basement.
This is going to be, we've all seen this, I think. Everyone listening to this knows this is going to be, this was going to be relitigated. This wound, so to speak, was going to be reopened over 2020, because any opponent of Trump's is going to say, doesn't matter whether you want to complain about the refs, doesn't matter if you say that they cheated and it's unfair, you lost. That is where Ron DeSantis is going with this. Now, the Trump team is going to say it was super close. They changed the rules. It was COVID. They cheated. You know, I mean, they have a response for it. But this is going to become central just because the Trump brand was the guy who came. And I don't mean the, not the like on the hotels brand, but the political brand was a guy who came out of nowhere, beat everybody and pulled off the greatest political upset of our lifetime, bar none, right? That, and a guy who all he did was win, win, win. That's where he was. You know, I know
DJ Khaled, man. That's a great song.
I know some of the pop culture. Thank you. And, you know, he came out, and the second time, unfortunately, it didn't go his way. So that's going to be central to it. But then there's also the management of the government itself issue, as in, look, there's one. Is there anybody who is as good at driving libs insane and making, I mean, CNN basically as an institution self-immolated over Donald Trump and destroyed the institution of CNN other places as well, because he knows how to get them and how to drive them nuts more than anybody else. But how was the actual governance? Now, people are going to say there were some very good things, but they're also going to say there are some things that didn't get done. And DeSantis brings up those differences in this Piers Morgan interview. I want to let you hear it from the governor himself. Play 25.
Well, I mean, I think there's a few things. I mean, obviously, you know, the approach to COVID was different. I mean, you know, I would have fired somebody like Fauci. I think that he got way too big for his britches, and I think he did a lot of damage. I also think just in terms of my approach to leadership, you know, I get personnel in the government who have the agenda of the people and share our agenda. If you bring your own agenda in, you're gone. We're just not going to have that. So the way we run the government, I think, is no daily drama, focus on the big picture, and put points on the board. And I think that that's something that's very important.
I mean, the governor is effectively saying his approach to governance. He's not even really talking about being president. It's kind of funny, right? I mean, even though we know he is through the lens of this discussion, is maybe it's going to be a little more boring day to day, but things get done. Things get done versus big promises and a lot of bluster. And then the personnel, this is, I will say, Clay, even the most dedicated. I mean, I have people that I'm texting with every day still who are dear friends of mine, some of whom I actually grew up with, who are as hardcore Trumpers as you could possibly find anywhere. They're just like, nobody else can overcome the system. Nobody else is going to be able to punch through. You know, it's Trump or it just doesn't make any sense. I mean, these are some of the people that I know best and talk to frequently. Even they say on the personnel issues, they're like, yeah, it was really bad. Yeah. There were some really bad personnel choices. Now, they'll say it's not his fault. He wasn't a politician or whatever. But I don't know how that plays to the entire GOP electorate. I think the 20 to 30% of people who are all in on Trump, you know, all the way, for them, there's an explanation. For a lot of other people, it's Omarosa and Scaramucci were senior White House employees.
Yeah.
Does anyone even remember Rex Tillerson as Secretary of State? I mean, that guy, you know, flamed out in a second. So there was a lot of problems on the personnel side. That these look, people can take whatever side of this they're wall. We're just saying these are the back and forths on it. And also on the porn, payoff to Stormy Daniels, porn star issue, he dealt with this one and kind of just talked about it, but danced around it. Play 26.
But you also repeated twice you didn't have any knowledge of hush money being paid to porn stars. Was I right to feel that there was a slightly censorious tone to that, that that kind of thing is just not anything you would ever get involved with?
Well, I think there's a lot of speculation about what the underlying conduct is. That is purported to be it. And, you know, the reality is that's just outside my wheelhouse. I mean, that's just not something that I can speak to. So, you know, I hope it doesn't come to where you end up seeing this going forward.
Outside the wheelhouse.
Yeah, this reminds me, Buck. Do you remember when Al Gore was trying to run to replace Bill Clinton? And at the Democratic National Convention that year, when he got introduced, Tipper Gore came out and they had like a super makeout on the stage. Do you remember that? Like, it was kind of awkward, but as many things Al Gore did, because he was kind of stilted and wooden in his persona as well. But the message that he was trying to send with that was, I'm not going to sleep with any interns. I like my wife. Now, he ended up getting divorced from his wife, so who knows what.
Classic Al Gore, huge phony. Classic look at Al that. Gore. What a shock.
But at least in 2000, he had been married to Tipper Gore for, you know, a couple 25 years, whatever it was. And when they came out on stage, it was like, hey, I'm not going to get involved like this. And frankly, George W. Bush, I think, leaned into this in a big way. Because a lot of times you're looking for someone different, right? And what I mean by that is George W. Bush, I think one of the reasons he won was people didn't necessarily dislike all of the decisions that Bill Clinton made as a president. He actually ran fairly centrist, but they were just kind of tired of all the scandals, right? The tawdriness of the Clinton era, the fact that you could have a intern sex scandal in the Oval Office, and people pivoted and went Bush. And I think when they went to Trump from Obama, there was a big pivot there. And I wonder in DeSantis's head, when he's using the porn star phrase, look, I don't know anything about Ron DeSantis's personal life, but I can say he seems to have a good marriage, and he certainly has three young kids. It is very different than Trump, who is on his third wife and certainly has had all sorts of personal peccadilloes that have been in the public. So this feels a little bit like, to me, the pivot from George Bush after Clinton, the pivot even Al Gore tried to follow, of DeSantis saying, hey, I'm not an expert in sex with porn stars, but I can figure out how to get CRT out of your schools, right? That, to me, feels like the argument that he's trying to make, but I don't think he gets there, right? And I, when we come back, Buck, I think the question of why Piers Morgan? Like, why is he the guy that this is the avenue through which these attacks come?
A rabidly anti-Second Amendment, COVIDian, Fauciite worshiping, left of center guy. Yes, he believes in free speech. That's nice. There's a lot of other things that I think. Ask Piers Morgan about climate change. You know, ask Piers Morgan about the Second Amendment. See what he has to say. But Clay, can we also throw lines open? If anyone out there, look, I think there's a lot of people. I mentioned this, Clay, when you were out. There are a lot of people who are looking to see where this fight goes right now in the GOP. And it's a fight that we all knew was coming, and it's one we have to have. So for the people who are like, oh, I want to see how it play out, fine. But if you're totally all in already on one side or the other and have a really strong opinion on some of these attacks, pro-Trump, anti-Trump, pro-DeSantis, anti-DeSantis, whatever it may be, we want this to be the forum, the town square, the beer hall, the Masonic lodge, or whatever. You know what I mean? Where people can voice those things and we can all talk about it.
No doubt. And we'll take some of your calls throughout this hour. And also we'll talk about why Piers Morgan continue to break down DeSantis finally returning fire on Trump. In the meantime, asset managers, names you know, they're using your retirement funds to further their ESG agenda. Last year, state treasurers across the nation sent a message to stop playing politics with our pensions by divesting $5 billion from these companies. 25 states now suing to block ESG nonsense from endangering your retirement. Republicans on Capitol Hill recently passed a bill blocking the Biden administration from allowing huge asset managers from using your hard-earned money to further their ESG agenda. But while conservatives in the House and the Senate have your back, President Biden just used his veto pen to kill the bill. Senator Joe Manchin, he's a Democrat. He voted to block ESG investing. He blasted Biden's veto as, quote, infuriating, said it's putting a radical and progressive agenda ahead of the country's needs. Firms have a fiduciary duty to maximize returns. They should be held to account for playing politics with our pensions and doing it without our consent. To learn how Consumers Research is protecting all of us from these woke investment firms, go to consumersresearch.org. That's consumersresearch.org, paid for by Consumers Research.
One truth revealed after another. Clay Travis and Buck Sexton.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year. Equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
The number one fantasy sports app in America is Prize Picks. It's the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. 5 million members already active on Prize Picks. If you've not yet downloaded Prize Picks, do it today. Unlike other apps, on Prize Picks, it's just you against the number. It's about the players and not the teams. You look for the sports you know best,
and that you follow the most. Then you make a single decision on each player projection, more or less. Every time you play, you pick 2 to 6 players and make that one decision. You can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 picks. More player action on Prize Picks now than ever, and it's the best way to get action on sports in more than 30 states now. Prize Picks also gives you injury insurance, so your picks stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. Download the free Prize Picks app and open your account. Use my name, Clay, for a first deposit match up to $100. Download the Prize Picks app. Use promo code Clay, that's C-L-A-Y, to get set up and get a deposit match up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Born on America's darkest day of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping America's heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays the mortgage on the family home to lift the financial burden.
For severely injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling severely injured heroes to move around their homes more independently. Through the Foundation's Homeless Veteran Program, Tunnel to Towers is providing housing and services to homeless veterans. More than 3,300 were helped last year alone, because all veterans who honorably served, whether in peacetime or war, deserve our nation's gratitude.
People who put their lives on the line for our country and our communities need your help now more than ever. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good and never forget 9/11 or the sacrifices of this country's heroes. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's T2T.org.
Welcome back in. We're going to take some of your calls moving through the hour. But, Buck, we talked about this in the open. Why Piers Morgan? Now, on the one hand, and this is, we're talking about DeSantis returning fire on Trump in an interview. It was published in the New York Post. There is a strong Piers Morgan connection through the Rupert Murdoch universe, right? Piers is on writes at News Corp with New York Post. He's on Fox News regularly. I believe there's a new channel that has been launched in Britain that is Rupert Murdoch owned that has a Piers Morgan show on. Certainly Piers Morgan has had a big platform in media historically. But also I wonder whether they picked it. Do you remember the angry interview that Trump gave to Piers Morgan that they like cut? And it didn't seem like it was really fair to Trump the way that they cut it to make it look like he stormed out of the interview. I wonder if this was a thumb in the eye also at Trump just based on picking Piers Morgan.
Could be.
Does that make sense to you? Like, I just find it intriguing. Like, why is Piers Morgan the choice to deliver the first attack against Trump? How did they make that choice?
My first instinct is, they just got this one. They kind of flew this one over and they threw it over the wall and it worked. I don't know. Because honestly, it just makes no sense to me. I can't even. So I'll believe whatever theory it knocks. I'm like, that's where you go for the first round. I mean, you know, what about all the Fox primetime here? Some of the other big shows on Premiere? I don't know. It just struck me as a strange place to make the first. Get a load of this sale price though. When you use our names as the promo code Clay and Buck, you'll get all season slippers for just $25, regularly $149.98. That's over $120 in savings. Your orders are going to be limited to 10 pairs at checkout, so everyone interested can get this great deal. Get them for a bunch of family members. Get those Christmas gifts now. My slippers have that exclusive 4-layer design that you won't find in any other slipper. Patented layers make these slippers ultra comfortable and extremely durable. These are so comfortable and at such a great price point, you have to indulge yourself. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on Radio Listener Specials, grab these all-season slippers for $25. MyPillow.com, go promo code Clay and Buck or call 800-792-3269. Lines are lit. I had a feeling when you have the beginning of the match, the big fight that we've all seen coming in politics.
It's a Super Bowl, man.
It's... because this also feels like more than a lot of other primaries, it'll determine. It feels like it. You know when, you know, I'm going to do the sports thing. There's a semifinal that almost feels bigger than the final because of the combatants involved. For a lot of people, I think this is going to feel a little bit like that, at least for now. Obviously, a general election, there's even more higher stakes and even more implications of it. Lines lit up all across the place. People fired up on this topic. Let's get to some of you. If you want to call in on how you think this is playing out so far, Trump v. DeSantis, but we want people who feel, because Clay and I said, we're sitting here, we're watching the primary play out. We want to see and talk about what's being said and to assess and to try to bring all of you the best information, the latest salvos, the latest back and forth between them. Some of you are super in on one side already. Some of you are very much down on the other side and putting your names down on the other side. So call us, let us know. And we want to air out all these opinions and thoughts. It's going to be a long, what is it? But we've got about a 12-month long primary here, right? I mean, something along those lines. We will get into.
I was just looking, Buck. I was reading this morning. The primary basically will be decided around this time next year.
Yep.
So we are about a year out. Almost every, if you look, I think I was reading Karl Rove's analysis of when the primary dates are. Effectively, this date-ish, by next year, there will be a nominee, right?
Yeah.
And in the meantime, it's a battle of epic proportions.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, this is going to, it's, by the way, it's a marathon, not a sprint, everybody. So it's going to take a while to figure out where this is all going. Also, if you want to send us an email, clayandbuck.com, please become a VIP and you can send us emails. It goes directly to the staff. We'll read some of those on air too. All right. We have Jordan in Thomasville, North Carolina. What's going on, Jordan?
What's up, guys? Clay, glad to have you back. Buck did an amazing job while you were gone.
Hey, look, the good thing about having two people who can host a show solo is for all of you out there, you basically get one of us every day all year long. And that's rare, I think, anywhere.
Plenty of Clay and Buck to go around. There
yeah,
you go.
No doubt.
Thanks, Jordan. So what's on your mind? Talk to us.
Man, the attacks on DeSantis from Trump don't even make sense. Like, I can't wait until they get on a stage and DeSantis can look at him and be like, really? You think I'm not doing a good job in Florida? That's funny because you live here. Or you want to try and label me as a groomer? Really, that's funny because I'm definitely the one that dates people 30 to 40 years younger than me. Like, it just doesn't even make any sense.
No, can I just also point out about the first thing? Not only does Trump's, you know, adult children all live in Florida, too.
Yes.
They've all moved to Florida. So it's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, and I would just say, like, Trump attacking DeSantis for sexual peccadilloes, it's crazy to me. Look, I don't care. If you told me that the next president, and some of you may be upset by this, but if you told me the next president of the United States had an absolute harem of side chicks, but he was going to be an incredible president of the United States, I would sign up for that in a heartbeat. If you told me that if Joe Biden had 10 mistresses, he would be competent as a president, I would help pay the mistresses' salaries, all right? I just don't care that much, personally, about the personal peccadilloes of the president. I want somebody who can do the job well. But for Trump, who's on his third wife and has certainly had a long litany of women in his life, to be like, oh, DeSantis is a groomer, that seems, I can't even imagine that landing in any kind of effective way, right? I mean, it's just such a strange. Now, if DeSantis wanted to go after Trump, I would say to DeSantis in the same way, I don't really care about the personal politics of your private life, but it would seem to be way more effective DeSantis to Trump than Trump to DeSantis. Does that make sense to you, Buck? Like, it's just a weird angle to me for Trump to take.
It's strange, yeah. And I think also we'll all have to watch and see. There are attacks on politicians that you disagree with, and then there are the ones where you kind of smirk because it's just an insult to your intelligence, right?
Yeah.
There's, I don't think it's true that the economy was good or bad under so and so. You can always argue that position, but there is a level at which it's really, you're going to say that, you know, it would be like saying, it'd be like saying Clay Travis doesn't love SEC football enough. Like, there are some limits to what somebody
That's a great analogy. Know? If I were running for political office and somebody was like, you know what, Clay Travis hates Southern football. I'd be like, that's the best possible attack you could have on me, because everybody would just kind of raise their eyebrows and be like,
weird.
What in the world?
Yeah, exactly. It's insulting and strange. Nancy in Spring Hill, Florida. Ah, we got Team Trump here. Nancy, what's going on?
Hi, I live in Florida. I voted for Ron DeSantis. I love Ron DeSantis. I want him to stay our governor. Trump is Trump. We all know that. We all know what he says. But I look at what he did, and I think he is the only one who can lead this country out of the mess it's in, because he can get right down in the mud with the dirty Democrats. I don't think Ron is up to it yet. He will be maybe in another 8 years.
I think it's a great look. That to me, the best angle for Trump is, you know what I'll do. They have come at me with everything they have, and I'm still here. And Trump, to me, and he's not going to do it, but Trump could say, hey, let me for 4 years. DeSantis is a young guy. You can get him for eight. I'd be ecstatic if we had 12 straight years of Republican presidents, but I'm the best guy for the job right now.
I think one way that Trump could maneuver this well would be to say that obviously I'm the choice this time around, but I will pass the baton to Ron for eight after my four.
Yeah.
You know, and I will teach him. I was going to say groom him. That's not the right.
Yeah.
I will teach him to be my successor. And I will make sure that he's ready to go. That to me, that's where people start to, you know, people who are open to their mind moving one way or the other. I think that's the kind of pitch that could land with them. Russ in Frankfort, Kentucky. Russ, what do you got for us?
Hey guys, long time caller, first time listener. I want to tell you something. I think humor ought to be used. Anytime there's a personal attack, DeSantis don't even address it. He could say, like the old Saturday Night Live skit, oh, yeah, President Trumpster, the Trumparama, the Trumpinator. I mean, just bypass any of the personal attacks, but only debate the issues.
It's an interesting point, and thanks for the call. Which I believe he said, long time caller, first time listener. I don't know if that was a backwards intentional joke that he was making or well, it's an interesting phrase, or if that was unintentional, but that was also fun. To me, where Trump has always excelled is he's far funnier than anybody in the media gives him credit for.
Yes.
He has really got the ability to deliver something that is a joke that his followers all understand as a joke. And all the stenographers at the New York Times write down as if it's the literal truth, and they don't really seem to understand the language that he's speaking, satire, humor, ridicule. He's very skilled at the way he deploys language in that way, and his audience understands it. A lot of the people who cover him do not. I don't know if DeSantis has that same sort of humorous skill.
Not only does Trump have tremendous personal charisma, so Clay spent a lot of time talking to him, hanging out with him. I've spent a lot of time talking to him, hanging out with him, you know, formal settings, informal settings. His charisma scales in person as well, meaning, you know, you're sitting there with Trump and you feel really connected to him, but also in a live event, whether it's 100 people or 20,000 people, there is this like, it's almost
it's a great point, Buck. Some people can do small arenas. Some people can do stadiums. Some people can only do a comedy club stage, right? And you have to be able to scale for that audience, right? Yeah. Taylor Swift right now, whether you love or hate her, has got the hottest concert, and it's all stadium show, right? And, you know, it's such a good point. Trump scales.
Yep.
He does well in those small settings. You've been in those rooms where there's 15 or 20 people. He can connect, and then he can connect in a 15 or 20,000 seat arena.
And the truth is, you know, to be just very objective and steely-eyed about this, you know, DeSantis has shown the great results at the state level, obviously has this very, you know, impeccable academic and professional pedigree. Guy hasn't been doing 20,000-person stadiums. Now, maybe he doesn't have to, and maybe he'll be great at it, but that's a part of this primer you just haven't seen yet. No one can tell me, is DeSantis great or not great at doing a 20,000 person event, let's say, just by way of putting this out there, because we haven't done it yet. Kind of like long-term trials on some of the vaccines. Like, you can't tell me it's great because you haven't done it yet, right? So that's where, yeah, I think this
Trump, to me, Buck, connects as a normal person so much better than anybody could have anticipated. And I think when Trump is at his best, when he was in East Palestine, Ohio, and he went into McDonald's and met everybody at the McDonald's, like, he kills it on that scene. I think down in South Carolina, if I'm not mistaken, he went to an ice cream shop, and he went in the ice cream shop, and people lost their minds. That's where I think, yeah, Trump does his best. Colleen, by the way, in St. Petersburg. Should we take her now or go to break?
Let's go to break. Come back to Colleen in St. Petersburg, just because we gotta do a little bit of a time crunch. Colleen, stay with us. Also, we'll open up some space here on the lines. 800-282-2882. All right, to my fellow gun owners out there, I'm going shooting again this weekend, by the way. Had a great time with the brothers. Going out this weekend, friend of mine, former SEAL, going to make sure. I saw all your comments making sure that I'm only buying American optics and only, well, guess what? My skill set is going to be getting better and better each time I go out there because of the Mantis X. Mantis X system. This is what I've got at home. It's a dry fire practice system, and it's no ammo, all electronic, and it helps you improve your shooting accuracy. I mean, this is mechanics. This is skill set. This is muscle memory. And Mantis X adds technology so that you can actually be getting better every time and know how you're getting better. Mantis X gives you data-driven input on your technique and guides you through drills and courses. Nearly everyone, I'm talking about 94% of shooters, and I'm one of them, improves their skills and aim in just the first 20 minutes of using this training tool. And the improvements only get better with time. So if you want to make sure that not only are you exercising your Second Amendment rights, but your skill set is staying sharp, you got to get a Mantis X system now. Start improving your shooting accuracy. Go to MantisX.com. That's MantisX.com.
The Clay and Buck Podcast deep dives with cool content, surprise guests. Get it all on the iHeart app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Since 9/11, the Tunnel to the Towers Foundation has been committed to supporting our nation's first responders and veterans, heroes who put their lives on the line for our communities and our country, heroes like U.S. Army Major Jonathan Turnbull.
He sustained devastating injuries at the hands of an ISIS suicide bomber, the complete loss of his left eye, a puncture to his right eye, and he needed more than 20 surgeries and countless hours of rehabilitation. Tunnel to Towers paid off his mortgage and gave Major Turnbull a specially adapted smart home designed for his needs. He moves around his home more easily now. His home also gives him hope.
With help from people like you, the foundation supports families like the Turnbulls. Join Tunnel to Towers in supporting America's heroes, our nation's severely injured veterans and first responders, homeless veterans, Gold Star families, and the families of fallen first responders.
Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's t2t.org. 95 cents of every dollar goes directly to their programs. Why are people still on the fence about owning gold and silver? I just don't understand.
Have we already forgotten about regional bank closures, inflation, global instability, and the potential for serious world conflicts?
You can look to precious metals for various reasons. One, having tangible currency on hand as part of your bug out plan. Two, diversifying your portfolio as a hedge against inflation. And three, historically, gold increases in value over time.
You keep yourself informed about global events. You see the increase in conflicts around the globe. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either.
The people with Oxford Gold Group are real pros. They make owning gold and silver simple and easy to understand. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals.
Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. One more time, 833-995-G-O-L-D.
No surprise, but do you know the number of abortions in states where it's deemed legal have increased since the overturning of Roe v. Wade? Sadly, unborn babies' lives are more at risk than ever, and that's where Preborn steps in. Preborn introduces moms to their precious babies through ultrasound. When a mom in crisis hears her baby's heartbeat and sees her or him on ultrasound, she is twice as likely to choose life. Preborn has rescued hundreds of thousands of babies' lives, and their network of clinics are located in the highest abortion states, standing strong for moms in crisis and the most vulnerable preborn babies. Five ultrasounds are just $140, helping to rescue five babies. Preborn relies on donations from us. To donate securely, use your cell phone and dial #250 and say the keyword baby. That's #250 saying baby, or go to preborn.com/buck. That's preborn.com/buck. You will never regret saving a baby's life. Visit preborn.com/buck. Sponsored by Preborn.
Welcome back in. Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. We are taking your calls on the Republican Super Bowl. Maybe there's going to be an upstart that comes out of nowhere. I don't think there is, but maybe there will be. Otherwise, it is Trump, it is DeSantis, and DeSantis has returned fire in an interview with Piers Morgan yesterday. At least it went public yesterday. I think it was a Monday afternoon, evening interview. And What is the reaction? Tons of you out there want to jump in and react. And we'll go first. I teased her right before we went to break. Colleen in St. Petersburg. What do you think? How would you assess the early round battle here between Trump and DeSantis?
Well, initially, I was really happy that DeSantis was taking the high road. But I guess initially, he's just going to have to get into it with Trump. The comment I wanted to make was that Trump always used to say the Democrats, you know, the one thing they know how to do is just to stick together. They protect their own. And I mean, right out of the chute, Trump was throwing DeSantis under the bus before we even had our election here in Florida. I mean, that really soured me on Trump. I've been a huge Trump fan. A lot of my friends, Republican voters, they agree with me that Trump has just gone too far. I mean, I understand it's a competition here, but I just don't think Trump's electable in that he's just been so demonized by the media. And then, you know, throwing our best Republican candidate under the bus, I don't know. It doesn't sit well with me.
I think it's also worth noting.
Thank you, by the way.
We really appreciate the call and the analysis. Clay, you know, I think that there is a cult of anti-Trumpism that some people maybe forget. Now, if you're all in on Trump, you say, well, that's why we need someone like Trump, right? So it becomes a decision tree with many different branches here, but there's a cult of anti-Trumpism that if he is the nominee, will go right back into overdrive. I mean, you will see CNN will be the anti-Trump network, the New York Times, you know, Democracy Dies in Darkness, the Washington Post, that all just comes right back. And not only does it come right back because they hate Trump in a way that I think is both deeply irrational and emotionally unstable, but it was a huge business success for them.
Yeah.
Remember, the places that have CNN's ratings have cratered because Joe Biden became president. And why do they even exist? Right. They're not an honest news organization. So why would you watch them now? Joe Biden's president. If you're a Democrat, that's what you were getting before. But that whole apparatus comes right back into play. And it's formidable because it's really driven by what I'm really trying to say here is there are so many libs for whom Donald Trump, all the propaganda has seeped in, and they hate him. I mean, they would rather have Joseph Stalin resurrected and as president than Donald Trump. They're out of their minds.
Yeah. Now, to be fair, I think that same apparatus, if DeSantis was the nominee, would immediately try to argue DeSantis is even worse than Trump, right?
True, but I don't think it has the same resonance. I don't think as many people, right?
I think that's the big question that you're asking, Buck, which is, does Trump motivate more Republicans to vote or more Democrats to vote? Because that's a really interesting question, right? Joe Biden doesn't motivate anybody, right? People didn't vote for Joe Biden. They voted against Trump. How many people out there would show up to vote against Ron DeSantis or Nikki Haley or Tim Scott versus how many people would show up to vote for those guys? Because I don't think there's any doubt that Trump turned out an amazing amount of people who otherwise would sit out the election. What I've never really seen a great analysis of, Buck, is how many people does Trump motivate in a positive way versus how many people does Trump motivate in a negative way?
Yeah, I'm just going to, you know, the opponents of Trump in this primary would say, look at the results in 2020 and look at the results in 2022. That is going to be a central part of this fight. As we said, it is the next year, everybody. So we're not trying to settle it today, but this is not just the future of the Republican Party. This is the future of the country we're talking about. This stuff really is going to massively matter and how this all shakes out. And I do think that, interestingly enough, you're going to see in the primary a relitigation of 2020 and 2022. And probably, and then if Trump wins, it'll be the general as well, because Joe Biden will get him on stage and he would say, who won in 2020? And, you know, you can just see it all right now. So there's a lot that comes into play.
To me, the most effective attack on Trump is you lost to Joe Biden, who is the most incompetent and basically unable to even walk stiff that the Democrats have ever put forward.
Three-time presidential primary loser before.
Yes.
A joke before.
That is that. Now, Trump's response is, I didn't actually lose. The election was rigged. there's all these different lies. But I think that plays into the worst of Trump, right? Because most people are looking for who's going to win in 24. And as we finish this hour, I'm going to defend Trump in a big way when we come back at the top of the next hour. Because whether you're a Trump person or a DeSantis person, these potential charges that Alvin Bragg in New York City is going to potentially bring, I put my legal hat on, I dove into them. I'm going to tell you exactly what I think is going to happen. So is Buck next.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The biggest stars in country music will be taking the stage at our 2024 iHeart Country Festival, presented by Capital One.
iHeart Country.
Jason Aldean. Keith Urban. Jelly Roll. Old Dominion. Lady A. Riley Green. Ashley McBride. Brothers Osborne. Walker Hayes. All hosted by Bobby Bones at Austin's Moody Center. Saturday, May 4th. Stream only on Hulu. Starting at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.